You don't know how tempting that is, like, one karma point to actually get a fucking finger gun skill, like...
It would be one plus your charisma, really.
And my charisma's, 3.
See? So you'd roll 4 dice to
finger gun. Yeah, see? Like, there you go. It would just be an additional... I can't even... Alright, let's get back to the game, alright?
Hello, and welcome to the 6th episode of Shadows Over Charlotte. A Dice Fiend's Shadowrun Anarchy actual play. When we last left our heroes, V had received what she thought was the go signal from Mama, and is ready to spring into action. How will Mama handle this new complication?
So you took that as the signal. Are you going in?
Oh, yeah. Mama did the signal. Let's go.
God damn it. I'm in the middle of negotiations.
I'm sorry. I can't
Mama hear panic this. Signal. She just, like, she got too nervous and just, like, it's...
I don't... Maybe she forgot it was the signal in the middle of all that was happening, because... Who would expect to be handed a comm link, like, by the person you're intimidating?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I put on a comm link.
I'm sorry, Vero.
You know what? That's the way the cookie crumbles. Let's do it.
Alright, so, I see the human guy getting closer. I know there's a chance I could be shot by the elf, but you know what? I'm more worried about the human, because he's closer. So, I'm gonna tackle him.
Yeah, girl!
Alright, everyone roll initiative.
Fuck.
Actually... Make your attack, and then we can roll initiative, because you are effectively starting combat.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys.
Logic and agility would be initiative. I have 3 successes, but combat paralysis, so I'll be going last. Right.
And I'll roll the enemies once everything is established.
I can math, I promise.
Math is overrated.
That's hard.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
That's why we play games. We're not good at math.
Ugh, that's a whole mood. Alright,
so how many successes?
So listen, I got 2. I think I should use an edge.
Well, let's see how many person gets.
That's fair.
How many edge do you have?
I'm going to say you won't be able to help Mama because you are not aware that V is going to blow your whole
deal. Oh, you know what? That's fair. That is very fair. Yeah.
I've got 2 total, and I already used one earlier, so.
Well, if you want to tackle him, 9 out of 10 Erics would recommend using an edge. The 10th is just mean and wants you to fail.
Oh, of course. Reasonable. All right, so I'm going to use an edge. Because
oh
I want
boy.
This to work. Alright, so I need to...
You get to reroll your fails.
So that's everything with the 5 and the 6.
You got this.
Swear to God. So between the initial roll and the edge roll, I got 1 extra, so that's 3 total.
Luckily, players win ties.
Oh, thank God.
Wow, a second tie, yeah. And 1 on a tie. Nice. There you go. God. Hey, it was worth it. You did it. Nice.
Oh, wow. I've got no edge left.
That's okay. You're still an edgy bitch. You rock.
No.
Well, as long as you have plot points left, you won't die.
That's true. Okay.
All right.
And you just got 1.
That is also true.
Yeah, see? You have 4 plot points now. How
you
good.
You a cool kid.
Let's see, what is...
Meg, you're too cool now.
Okay. Oh, no.
Yep.
Can't hang out.
You also have to... Yeah, you'll have to stop hanging out with us.
Oh. Right. how do I give it back?
No.
Nope. Too cool.
Cool.
You can't give it back.
No! I didn't ask for this. So I successfully tackle this guy to the ground.
Yeah, you tackle him.
Yeah.
Didn't
see that one coming, Hawk, bitch. Like the animal. That's just V. What the animal? Even though V didn't hear the conversation, it's fine.
No, V heard nothing.
All right, now I'll roll for Hawk, see what his initiative is. Oh, crap. All these pages!
What are notes, even?
If we get to Cyberpunk, I will shell out for VR displays.
Oh.
You know? That would be handy. And then one additional die.
Wait, VR displays?
Or AR displays.
Okay, I was like, that's quite the shelling.
Man, we play this in VR? Holy shit.
God, that would be cool. Okay, so what's everyone's initiative?
3.
Swear to God.
God doesn't swear.
He does now.
Hey, werewolves, not swearwolves, Meg.
Okay, fine.
But what? But he does say, me damn it.
Me damn it.
Me damn it.
What is happening?
Thanks,
Oh, myself.
Jesus Christ.
I hate it. Get out of here.
She's that crazy.
I got a 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I knocked myself out. It's fine.
V is dead. No.
I can't believe V is McThicken dead.
Yeah, yep, it's fine.
All right.
Like, so? You got a lower initiative than Mama.
Wow, way to rub it in. Jeez.
I'm stunned. What do you want from me?
Well, y'all all got a lower initiative than 2 of the enemies, so here we are.
Well, here we go.
Yo, I'm so sorry, Mama.
The elf pulls out her badge, yells, Lone Star on the ground!
Lone Star.
Already on the ground.
Yeah. She's moving towards you 4 right now. Pulls out her gun and starts doing that. All right.
So she's That's essentially her. A cop?
Yeah.
Yes. One of the people was a cop watching.
Fuck.
And then it goes to Hawk.
Fuck.
I don't think I can do that online.
Fuck my ass, only Chan.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This is where we're going.
No, we are not. I am turning the car around right now. Everyone back. No.
This car, it is a one-way street.
No. You can't see it. I'm taking my headphones off.
Goodbye. Megan has resigned from the podcast.
Suffer with us.
Oh, my God. Don't edit that out.
All right. We're all going to tie here.
Oh, wait, did Hawk do anything?
No, yeah, Hawk is getting his gun ready.
Oh, okay.
Wait, Hawk is on the phone.
Yep.
So, how did Hawk get his gun ready?
I said that plenty of windows were open. You just didn't roll enough to see which window he was in.
Oh, so he's watching. Okay, got it. Okay, got it.
Yeah, like a hawk.
Oh, shit.
All right, Mama. Fun time. Logic plus agility.
Logic plus agility. Okie dokie. Let's do this. All right, my logic is a 5. My agility is a 3. So let it ta-ta-ta-ta. That's an 8. Roll it. Oh dear. I'm gonna roll an edge. I'm gonna spend
Holy
an edge.
Holy shit, you guys are blowing it. What's happening?
Yeah!
I rolled 0 successes.
Ooh. That's a pretty good idea to spend an edge.
I rolled 0 successes, guys.
It's not a good thing when the GM says holy shit at his own roll.
Yeah, so I'm gonna spend an edge, putting me down to 2 edge right now. Okay, let us roll again. Oh, that's much better. That's a four. It's four successes.
All right. So, we're going to cut into the inside of the building. We see Hawk laying on an office tables, like, stacked up against the window with his Ares Desert Strike Night sniper rifle, like, just looking at the window, talking to Mama. As V tackles the ganger, who is providing protection, Hawk just, like, shakes his head, hangs up, and says, bad move.
Fuck.
He shoots, and he net four successes on you, so you are going to take 13 physical damage.
But I rolled four successes too. Players win ties.
No, he got 8 successes.
Fuck!
Net successes.
So I took how much damage?
13 minus your armor.
Okay, so 1 point of damage, but my armor is effectively...
Your armor's fucked.
My armor is kaput. So, Mama gets shot in the chest, and she is knocked off her feet. Is it physical or stun?
Physical. Yeah.
So
you just get basically shot in your back. It doesn't do anything bad to you, but, like, pierces through your armor.
And I, like, stumble and fall onto hard dash, and V, it looks like I got shot. Whether I'm alive or not, you do not know.
Everything's going to shit.
Oh, it sure is. Fuck.
Somewhere, Tess is like, boy, I sure can't wait to get fucking hot dogs, man.
Hot dog!
Yeah, let's
oh, wait. Oh, no, wait.
Tess and Twitch here in the blood pit. Do you want some hot dogs?
Hell yeah, hot dogs!
If I had kept zero successes, Mama would be dead.
Oh, yeah, let's not think about that.
There'd be, like, no character.
That's, yeah, oh dear.
Yeah. Oh, you'd only have 4 more damage.
You'd be at a negative.
Yeah, you'd be at a negative. You'd be fine. And even, like, basically in Anarchy, as long as it makes narrative sense, you can still survive.
Have you ever heard someone say something?
Narrative
about
sense
hot dogs?
To survive being shot?
Yes, people survive being shot. Like, maybe he wasn't at the best angle.
Yeah. And you're a fucking troll, too, so...
Any whore.
You're a tank, anyway. Any whore.
Any whore.
All right. Yeah, so let's keep it going. Yeah, we cut quickly over to Tess fist-fighting a giant sapient ketchup bottle. And then we go back.
Jesus Christ.
So in that way, when she gets blood all over Risky, it is technically ketchup.
I mean...
All right.
Sapient ketchup bottle, for Christ's sake.
Mascots, yo.
So we are going to go to... We are going to go to the... Ganger, who is being tackled by V currently. He is going to try to get you off of him with a close combat check. You can either contest with another close combat check or logic plus agility if you just want to avoid damage.
I'll go with close combat.
All right.
Okay. All right, roll for me. Good. Ooh. That's 4.
All right. Yeah, you managed to net 1. So he ends up taking 4 stun damage as you just, like, punch him and keep him down. Mama has combat paralysis currently.
Yep.
So V, it's your turn.
Okay. So this guy's stunned.
He is not stunned. He is at a negative currently, but he is still, like, resisting. You just sucker punched him while he was trying to get you off of him.
Okay. So if I move away from him, he could still technically get up and potentially shoot me in the back.
Yes.
You know, I'd really like to make sure that doesn't happen. So. I'm going to at least try to knock him out. I'm going to use my brass knuckles.
All right.
So, close combat. Oh, good.
Man, my dice are hot tonight.
That's disconcerting that you say that, but okay. I got 3.
He unfortunately got 4 successes.
Oh, no.
So he is able to dodge you below, but he doesn't deal damage to you.
Okay.
All right. So that's your turn. Mama. All
right. I thought I had combat paralysis.
I mean, it's the end of the round, so.
Oh, and so with my...
You just go last on the first round.
With my 3 initiative, I got like, up at the top of the round. That's pretty cool.
No, so you go at the end of the first round.
Oh!
So you would have gone before V, but, and probably a Ganger too, but.
Got it. Okay. I gotcha. Okay, well, alright, so there's the cop, the Ganger, hard dash, and Hawk shot me.
He sure did.
I think hard dash is a bust at this point, because if this is the case, then Hawk knows... Hawk is working for Karen Jacoby, or at least somebody on her side. So knowing that I went to hard dash means that using hard dash to poison her drugs is a bust.
You couldn't use him specifically, but he... If you got him out of there, he probably could help you poison her drugs if... Like, he could tell you what to do.
Okay. I am going to... Because I fell forward onto hard dash. I'm gonna, like, grab him around and whisper in his ears, "Come with me if you want to live."
God, that's an old movie reference. But yeah, I will. Okay, look. And do you want to pull him up and start running?
Yeah. I want to run. Where's the nearest cover from where we got shot?
You are right up against some trees, so running into those will, like, provide some cover.
Okay. I am going to point in the direction I got shot and shout, "Sniper!" Hoping that the cop will be like, "Oh shit, there's a shooter?"
Yeah, that's basically going to be her next turn. "We have an active shooter situation."
And then I'm going to grab hard dash and hustle him towards the trees.
Alright, so I'm going to say in your next turn you'll be able to get out of the park area since you're spending your time hustling.
Yeah. Hopefully V will see and follow. We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
That's if V can make it. Like, V just, the cop's gonna get V.
Ah, fuck.
V gets arrested.
Got him. No, not again.
Again.
I'm not going back.
I'm not going back to jail.
Aren't you a recognizable, like, runner? So I bet the cop knows who you are. You've got a Funko Pop, for Christ's sake.
Be like, this is a good time. As you get arrested, you're like, "Do you want my autograph?"
Damn it.
I'll give you my autograph if you let me go.
Wink, wink. Wink, wink.
Nobody's gonna take that deal.
I would. Tess would.
Tess's not a cop.
There's a good reason Tess isn't a cop.
But I appreciate it.
Let's put that out there.
That is a good
thing. All right. So yeah. The cop is going to spend her saying, We have an active shooter. We have an active shooter. I need 2 Lone Star units to converge on the downtown park. I repeat, 2 Lone Star units to converge on the downtown park." And she is going to try to run for the trees to try and take cover because she did see Mama get shot, so she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to be the person who dies in the line of duty today.
Fair enough.
Good old survival skills.
Is she going in the same direction as Mama and Hard Dash?
Odds or evens?
Odds.
Nope, she's not going in the same direction. Hawk fires a shot off into the forest, and it, like, just blows apart one of the trees before he decides that Mama's probably out of his reach. He cocks his rifle back, and he'll try to go for V.
Oh. Here we go. Not bad. 5.
All right. You win that.
Yes.
So as you're wrestling around with the gang, you're still just like the terracotta brick, like next to you just explodes and a hit explodes as a projectile hits it. And then he'll use his rest of his turn to just like start booking it because cops are on their way. All right. The ganger's like, oh, shit. Oh, wait. Actually, Mom, it's your turn.
It's my turn. All right, so Hard Dash and I have hustled away to safety.
Well, not safe. You're out of the...
like, getting shot.
Out range. Of the park.
Can
out of the park, but you...
Can I yeah. see V from where I've ran away?
Not currently, no.
Okay.
Well, you can make me an awareness check if you want to see V, if you want to look for V.
Okay, yeah, I would like to do that. So it would be logic.
Logic plus okay. logic. Double logic.
Okay. You're just gonna keep being like, make this check, and we're gonna be like, which one? Which one's that?
That's okay. It's all good.
One,
it's fine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got a 5 success on looking for V.
That was really bad. To
yep.
Mambo number 5. You're, that was atrocious.
You're welcome.
I got 5 successes. Mama number 5.
Yeah, see? Okay. It's
Mama number 5.
Success number 5. Alright, so I got 5 successes. Do I see V?
You do see V struggling with a ganger through the woods, and you also hear the gunshot that goes for her, but it doesn't look like she got hit. But as you are going out, you do hear the signs of Lone Star off in the distance. So you're out of, like, sniper area, but whether you're going to be necessarily safe as Lone Star police start arriving...
If I shout V's name, will she hear me?
I don't see if you can shout loud enough.
V!
I heard
it's
it.
It's time to ditch! We gotta bail!
Don't have to tell me twice. Alright, I'm gonna try and get away from this guy.
Well, it's the ganger's turn.
And then after, because I'm gonna say that, you know, I'm not gonna waste my whole turn just shouting, I'm gonna start pulling Hard Dash towards our car.
The ganger got 2 successes on trying to push you off, V. Do you want to close combat him or just roll off to avoid any damage?
Is he trying to, like, get away from me and, like, book it, or...
You don't know so far. So far, he's just trying to, like, get you off of him so he can do whatever he's going to do next, because I imagine you're still tackling him.
You should roll with it.
That happened. Alright.
Wow.
What was the no damage option? Sorry.
You can either roll logic plus agility to just roll off him, or try to beat him in close combat.
Alright, I'm gonna try and, like, get off so that I can potentially, get away on my actual turn.
Alright.
Alright. Let's do this. That would be a grand total of 2.
Players won ties, so yeah, you get off him.
Awesome.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Good times. Now it's your turn.
Alright,
I just love how tired you sound when you're like, players win ties. You just sound so tired.
One moment, I'll take you.
Players win ties. Okay, good job, everyone.
Oh, yahoo! God.
It's a me, a Mario. Hello.
Jesus.
Wahoo.
Wahoo.
All right.
I'm gonna get Fo. I'm gone. I'm heading toward the trees.
Yeah. I get that. It's the Rent-A-Cop's turn.
Rent-A-Cop.
Or it's the Lone Star's turn. They don't have Lone Star stats, so... All right. You hear a quick, oi! As the cop starts running after you, since she has identified you as the one who started all of this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did start this.
Oh my god, you did.
Did you say, I'm sorry, did I start this? And she's like, yes, yes, you did. You're under arrest, bitch.
Well, fuck off. I'm not getting arrested today. Try me tomorrow.
Oh my god, Meg, I love you.
I'm not. Stop or I will shoot.
I'm not getting arrested today. Try me tomorrow.
Oh man.
I need that on a t-shirt.
Are you going to stop?
Am I going to stop? No.
All right. She's going to have her glitch die. She has a plot point because of her cyberware.
That silence suggests there's a one on the glitch die.
No, I forgot what the glitch die is. Hey, Edge. Got him.
This is how it go, guys. It's been fun.
You're not dead. You're just arrested. It's fine.
Yeah, I didn't know whether the glitch die was the purple or the translucent red, because one was one was six.
Oh, dear.
So
big difference.
Kind of important to know.
Yeah, I'll say it's purple. All right, so the glitch die is unimportant now. And hey, B, can you roll me in a logic plus agility?
I sure can.
You might want to edge that if you can.
I got no edges.
She can't.
I used them all up.
I'm not there, but can I still gift her one of mine?
You can hear the cop saying, "Stop or I'll shoot." And you and Meg and V saying, I'm not getting arrested. Try me tomorrow. So I'm pretty sure you can figure out what's going on.
I'm trying to figure out how I can help you so that we can justify me giving you an edge.
I don't know. I might actually be getting arrested today because I rolled a one.
Jesus Christ. God. Ooh, okay, I have a gun. I'm going to pull out my smart gun, and I'm going to fire it into the air, bap, 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 to try and distract the cop.
All right, so you can get that edge point to reroll your failures.
You mean, like, all of them? Got it.
Yep.
This is probably the most edge I've spent in any of our sessions.
She's been her last edge here.
I have one left, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry you just wasted this one on me, because now I have a grand total of two.
Hey, two is better than none!
Yeah, well, she only nets three successes. What's your armor?
My armor... Oh, no, I'm sorry, I actually only have a total of two successes between both rolls.
No, yeah.
Okay.
What's your armor?
My armor is 9.
Alright, so funny story. It doesn't deal any combat and actual damage to you, but it punches right through your armor.
Oh, man. This is like...
Next time I won't hit your armor, bitch! Stop, or I will kill you! And then your Funko Pop will be a collector's item. No one wants that. No one likes Funko Pops.
Rude.
First thing, you fuck up my armor, now you're coming after my reputation. What did I do to you? Specifically...
You started this!
You're an active shooter, and you're after me?
I can't get to him on the in that fucking hotel.
Bang, bang, bang.
Well, do your job. Try harder.
All right.
Can't she hear the one that's like a block away? There's more than one shooter. There's another one like a block away.
And Mama's just yelling that there's more than one shooter as the police cars are coming closer.
I'm still running for our car. It's fine.
Listen, I don't have time for this right now. Like, do your job, I'll do mine, and we'll never...
I am doing my job.
Just, I'm the wrong person.
Just keep running.
All right.
Mama, it's your turn. You see people shouting, the troll has a gun, the troll has a gun. As police cars are coming down the street.
This is just a fucking shit show. Is Hard Dash still coming with me?
I assumed you had grabbed him so he doesn't have a choice
but
to come.
Yeah, but I wanted
to
see if maybe he was trying to fight or get away.
He doesn't know what's going on. He's going with the closest authority figure, all which right. is you.
How far are we from our car?
You're still about a block away.
I'm still gonna hustle towards there. And, God, I don't have any gear that's useful. I've got a burner, a sharp suit. Oh, God, nothing that's really useful. I have a smoke grenade, but that's not useful right now. Unless I can lob it at the police officer, but I don't know if I can throw that hard.
You can lob it at one of the cars coming towards you. If you're hustling, I am going to need an agility plus logic as police cars are trying to cut you off.
Okay, yeah, I will try to use my smoke grenade, because I don't want them to find out what car is mine.
Okay, so you're going to throw it in the direction of your car, not behind you.
Well, if I throw it at my car, they're going to know which car is mine.
Well, in the vicinity of your car's still a block away, so you'll have to
I want to throw it in a place that'll be able to, like, duck into it and dodge, like, around a corner. I guess.
Alright, so you want, like, an alleyway you can dodge
into? That they don't see me dodge into.
Alright, roll me logic plus edge to find an alleyway. Alright,
logic plus edge. And it's my total edge, not what I have left, you said. Cool. Because that makes a big difference. Alright, 1, 2, 3 successes.
All right, you just met the criteria to not just go into a dead-end alleyway. Awesome. So yeah, you throw a smoke grenade, and then you're running down an alleyway.
Okay.
They are kind of twisting, so...
Okay.
You're a little bit farther away
from
the
cops. That's okay. The cops don't know where I'm at.
Except for the smoke bomb that just went off.
Yeah, but hopefully, like, smoke bomb doesn't, like, it's supposed to hide that I ran into the alleyway. You know, they don't know which alleyway I went into.
Uh-huh. All right.
You know?
So that, that's
my turn is to distract the cars coming for me and dodge out of the way with Hard Dash.
Alright, so you are running through an alleyway. And then we will cut to V.
God, this has been one hell of a session. This is probably the most messed up we've done out of all our sessions so far. We shit the bed.
Okay, so I would still very much like to be running in the direction, psychically trying to tell Mama to, like, get out of the area if I'm not there, but obviously that's not gonna work because I don't got those powers.
You're not actually psychic.
You have comms.
Oh, shit, yeah.
We do have comms.
Alright, so, I'm gonna be running. How far behind me is the cop?
She's not quite on your heels. She's not in melee right yet, but she is close behind
so
you.
So she'd be able to hear me if I was using the comms.
Yes. Well, you have sub-vocal, I believe. Sub-vocal is the standard thing, right?
You don't have to let her hear you.
What's sub-vocal?
So it's like basically on your throat.
You're whispering.
So,
but it still comes through at, you know, regular speaking volume.
Oh. Okay, yeah. I'm going to continue running and try my best to tell Mama via the comm, like, Mama, get out. Get out. Like, if I'm not there, just leave, okay? I'll figure this out. I might get arrested. I don't know yet. She's a little bit too close for comfort, but just go.
Roger that. Meet us back at the Stuffer Shack.
Got it. So, can I use my turn instead to kind of, because I'm pretty confident that I'm not going to make it to the car at this rate, so can I, like, veer off in a different direction?
Of course, cool. Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to head toward where the Stuffer Shack is, even though it'll take me a little bit.
Yeah, so the Stuffer Shack is in the Scar, so that's outside of downtown.
How many miles is that?
You it's probably, I mean, V is, like, augmented and a badass, so she probably could run it, but cars will probably start coming for you before you get near the scar itself.
Yikes. I might be getting arrested.
Alright.
I'm gonna do the best.
Do you have any, like, driving skills? Like, could you hijack a car or something?
You know, you'd think I would have included that, but no, I don't have that listed on my skills.
Huh. Okay, well, I guess there's always next time when people are leveling up.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Anyway.
Or, you know, your next character after you get arrested.
Hey, I'm pretty confident I can break out of jail, okay? I just didn't want this to be this kind of obstacle, but here we are.
Alright, she's gonna take another shot at you. I said get down on the ground! And would you like to roll logic plus agility for me? I mean, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh no, I very much don't really want to get shot. So, I will happily roll this.
Really, however you're feeling about it, go ahead and roll.
Okay, I got a 3 total.
You win this round as the bullet goes wide.
Ha! You shoot like a stormtrooper!
I got your armor last time, you dumbass!
Yeah, well, you can't hit me again!
Fucking get me to my next turn, motherfucker!
Eat a dick!
Jesus Christ.
Don't threaten me with a good time!
No, Jesus Christ.
And we got back to Mama. Make me a logic plus logic check to find your way back to the car.
Alright. Logic plus logic is 10. Roll dice! 1, 2, 3 successes!
You are able to find your way back to your car. You still see some police cars roaming around, but not the ones that were actively pursuing you as you did, so they might not recognize you as the troll. As long as you're able to act casual.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So just give me a quick deception.
It's, what do I got here? I got the con, intimidation. I guess con would be deception. So that's 3 plus my charisma. So, okay, that's 1 success. But I have, Silver Tongue may reroll 2 dice on charisma tests. And that's a charisma test, so. So, 1 success, Hail Mary. Holy shit, 6 and a 5, 3 successes.
Nice. You're able to get Hard Dash into the car. It's like, alright, I hope you killed Karen, but we have to make sure my mom and kids are safe.
I promise. We don't have any problem with you. It's just Karen.
I have some tips, and then we'll go back to V.
Alright. Still running.
Are you going to try to make it for the car, or just keep running away from the car?
I'll give it, like, 1 shot. If I can't make it in the shot, then,
I mean, you won't be able to make it to the car this round, but...
Okay. Alright, I'll give it a try.
Alright.
Okay, so that's, agility and logic?
Agility and logic to, like, try to lose her?
Yeah.
Alright, go for it.
Oh boy.
She'll roll her logic plus logic. God damn it, why do cops suck at logic?
Because they're cops.
Oh, this is beautiful. 5.
God damn it. Yep.
Yes!
She got 4 successes and I was like, yes.
Cool.
So, you... I assume you run down an alleyway as well, like, to lose her.
Yeah,
you're like, fuck! God damn it! Bitch tits!
What? You talking to your own titties?
Found you, fucker! It's her turn now. She's gonna jump over it and keep chasing you. Just stop resisting arrest. I swear to God. Why do people always run?
Because you're cops.
Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, you're already... stay out of this, bystanders.
I just wanted the hot dog, ma'am.
Hot dog! Roll me your logic plus agility to dodge her shot.
This is going tits up.
Bitch tits up.
Hey. You can't find your way out of a donut shop.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That was a good one.
Oh, shit. Okay. Six.
Yeah, you're able to dodge her next shot and you duck around an alleyway. Mama, you're at the car. He told you to leave her behind if she wasn't there. What are you doing now?
I trust V. She's a damn good runner. She'll get out of this. So I'm gonna take hard dash and blow this joint.
V?
Yep.
You're making it out of the alleyway as you see the car peel off and around the corner.
Can I catch it?
Make me an agility plus agility. To Terminator run after it.
Oh, yes.
Terminator run.
Got the music playing in my head. It's gonna be great. Oops, that one fell out of there. Five!
Yep, so V is just Terminator running.
Fucking
Mama, you see
sick.
Her in the rear view mirror. She jumps up onto the trunk of the car and like onto the roof, and you just gun it out of downtown.
Fucking sick, man.
The cop takes a couple shots at you, but it's like, fuck, God, again, son of a bitch. And she does call. You do see her like talking over
her
comm.
Probably getting our license, but I'm sure. I forgot the name of our friend, but I'm sure his car had. Vax has a fake license. I'm sure we're fine.
I'm gonna moon the cop.
Oh. Roll to moon.
Oh, that be?
I can hear Megan laughing down the hall.
What does your heart tell you?
My heart tells me charisma.
All right, roll charisma.
Oh my god. Oh, I guess. Oh wait, that's only two. Oh, this could go badly.
Oh my god.
Someone give her a glitch die. Fall off the car.
I got one. Him.
You hear her yell as you peel away. That's public indecency too!
Add it to my record, bitch!
I will!
Then you realize you're on comms with each other and you could probably hang up.
Mama just starts laughing. She just starts laughing like a mad woman. I'm sure Hard Dash is just like, what the fuck is even happening?
The runners are Vero, Meg, Trap, and Megan. Theming and producing was done by Eric. The tracks used in this episode are Enemy Spotted by Jess, who you can find on Twitter at OneShotMiniBoss, and Improv for Evil by Brian Boyko. Thank you to Ray Calvis for making our art. You can find her over at Calligraphy Inc. or calligraphyinc.com. Do you like this show? Leave us a rating and review over on your podcatcher of choice, and tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, you can hit us up on Twitter at DiceFiends, or shoot us an email at DiceFiendsPod@gmail.com. And we also have a Discord if you want to come quality post with us. I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye.
I think that's enough of this nonsense for now.
Sorry about that.
I think...
No, don't worry.
These butt cheeks just like...
It was the only logical choice.
Yeah, out of everything that happened.
Important question. Important.
This session, I don't think anything could have been a logical course.
Important question. You're a dwarf. Is your butt hairy?
Yes.
Obviously.
Insert inappropriate joke about beards.
Oh, God.
Yes, my beard is stylish, but so are my ass cheeks.